أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولله الأسماء الحسنى فادعوه بها وذروا الذين يلحدون في أسمائه سيجزون ما كانوا يعملون. وممن خلقنا أمة يهدون بالحق وبه يعدلون. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss the second half of ayat number 180 and ayat number 181 of Surah Al-A'raf. In the first part of 180, we discussed وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدُعُوهُ بِهَا. Belonging to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are beautiful names. So call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by these names that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has shown us in the Quran Sharif, and our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has shown us in the Ahadith. Carrying on, Allah ta'ala says, وَذَرُوا الَّذِينَ يُلْحِدُونَ فِي أَسْمَائِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and leave those people, يُلْحِدُونَ فِي أَسْمَائِهِ, who blaspheme, who distorts the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does it mean to be blasphemous against the names of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? One is this, that when we looked into the names of the idols of the people of Makkah, the Quraysh, we will find that they had distorted the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in that distortion they had kept the names of their idols. If you looked at the name Allah, then you'll see Allah. They changed that Ha into Ata, and they began to call the idol Allah. So they distorted this name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Aziz. They went and kept the name Al-Uzza. They changed that Ayn from a Fatha to a Kasra. And like that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is Al-Mannan. They kept the name of one idol, Al-Manat. So in that way, they distorted the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then our ulama, especially for us in this era, those of us that hail from the Indo-Pak subcontinent, we need to also be very cautious. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib rahimahumullah has spoken about a distortion that we also are guilty of. A person's name is Abdul Rahman. Abdul Rahman, the slave of Ar-Rahman, the most compassionate. So what we do, we begin to call the person Rahman. Now Ar-Rahman is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are now being blasphemous against the name of Allah. Somebody's name is Abdul Razzaq. We begin to call that person Razzaq. And in that way, we are now being blasphemous against the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to take cognizance of these things and put it right, because these are the names of Allah Rabbul Izzat. One is a believer will never take a qasam in the name of Allah in vain, and one is a believer will never distort the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us the tawfiq. سَيُجْزَوْنَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that they will be recompensed because according to what they have done, according to the deeds they had carried out. وَمِمَّنْ خَلَقْنَا أُمَّةٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and from that, amongst those people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, ummatun, Allah ta'ala created an entire ummah. What is this ummah and who is this ummah? We find in a Mubarak hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this refers to my ummah, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Two qualities that Allah ta'ala speaks about, yahduna bilhaq, that they guide towards the truth, that they tell the truth and they speak about the truth. وَبِهِ يَعْدِلُونَ, and they act justly according to the truth. Two aspects. Now in one ayat Allah Ta'ala said, وَمِنْ قَوْمِ مُوسَىٰ أُمَّةٌ يَهْدُونَ بِالْحَقِّ وَبِهِ يَعْدِلُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that a portion of the people of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had these two qualities. Our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "My Allah has made my entire ummah like this." What is the meaning of this ayat? That number one is, we will always try to guide people towards the haq, towards the truth. Ibn Jarir rahimahumullah has quoted from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam that when my ummah has disputes amongst themselves, there may be some arguments that happen. It started from the time even of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, great Sahaba, the two greatest human beings after the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr, Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, undisputed according to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they were the two greatest human beings after Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam. They had differences. But then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, they will resolve the differences according to justice, according to the hidayat that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had set down. And hence here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about these two qualities of the ummah of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One is yahduna bilhaq, they will show the right way, they will guide people the right way. Wabihi ya'dilun, and according to the haq, they will adjudicate in matters and they will be just in their affairs. Again, ulama have written that one is when a person is adjudicating in matters, sometimes nafs, sometimes personal desires, sometimes personal motives, sometimes it is nepotism, sometimes it is favoritism that come between us and the haq and the truth and justice. And that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about, that this ummah and individuals of this ummah, we need to remove those blinkers and we need to look at Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and the kitab and the Quran of Allah and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.